Unit 8. Lessons 1 and 2. Exercises 2B, 2C, 2D. Dana.
Computers are such an important part of our children's education. I believe within the next few years, schools will begin to use laptop computers instead of books. This way, our children would be learning from the most current information instead of using a book that is 20 years old. Another way computers could help learning is the chance children have of interacting with children from around the world. What a great opportunity to learn about another country from a child living there.
Michael.
The printed book will be around for a long time, much longer than anyone thinks. You know why? Because of people like me. I love the feel of a paperback book in my hands. I enjoy turning the pages. The story comes to me page by page. Absolutely glorious. The book will never die.
Fiona.
The future of books should continue to be bright. They have certain advantages over electronic media. Firstly, they're fairly cheap, at least paperbacks. Secondly, no batteries or other power is required, except maybe a light. Thirdly, they're generally very replaceable, so you're not afraid to take them into situations where they might be destroyed.
Andrew. Books will be around as long as people enjoy using them. That may sound simplistic, but as they say, if it's not broken, why fix it? If people are comfortable with books, why would they seek a replacement? Over time, they may come to prefer an electronic version, but it would be a long process. Books have been a part of our culture for hundreds of years. That won't change so soon. In addition, some people, designers like myself, like to create printed material as well as reading it. I like the possibilities electronic publishing offers as well. Both have their merits. Emma.
There can be little doubt about the advantages the computer possesses over any textbook as a tool for learning. Technology, such as the World Wide Web, provides an excellent opportunity to access an astronomical amount of information. It may be possible to view the computer as a library, as new technologies provide both the student and the teacher with so much information, more conveniently than the ordinary textbook.
Simon.
There's no doubt about the advantages of books online. They're going to replace printed books in future. Printed books will remain only in scientific libraries, and only specialists will have access to them. But even they will prefer computers to books to access most current information. It's impossible to provide everybody with books online, but I'm just predicting the future in the way I see it.